A word for you from Luke chapter 11 verse 52. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering. This is not regarding attorneys or lawyers of today. This is regarding law keepers, or those who are custodians of the law, meaning the Old Testament law, mostly meaning the law of Moses. Because the Lord Jesus spends so much time here condemning the sin of hypocrisy. And so he speaks things here which begin to anger the Pharisees and these lawyers to such an extent that they felt provoked, and they, at the end of this chapter, it says they were lying in wait for him to catch him in something he might say. So offended were they. The Lord was himself offended by the exceeding wickedness of these people, who should have been those who not only entered in, but helped others to enter in, for they were doing exactly the opposite. Instead of assisting others and being a help to God's people, the Lord Jesus says and pronounces a woe upon them. He says, "You have taken away the key of knowledge." In other words, the information, the knowledge that is a saving knowledge for others, through whom you might have been able to give that to them and they would have got it from you, but instead you became the hindrance. And then the Lord says these words, "You did not enter yourselves." But the problem here is worse than that. Not only did these keepers of the law of Moses refuse to enter and agree with God's purposes in the Old Covenant, they also forbade others. And the Lord says, "You hindered those who were entering." In other words, there were those who wanted to enter the kingdom of God, who really sought after salvation, forgiveness of sins, under the law, the way that God had pronounced it should be, until the time of the Lord Jesus. And these people were stopping those who wanted God's forgiveness. And so they even hindered people who were wanting God's forgiveness before the Lord through the baptism of John, confessing their sins, being forgiven. And now it was going to become even worse. After the Lord says these words, they began to plot against them, because they realized that this man was of greatest danger to their whole existence, and that is why they plotted to crucify him. Do you have such a heart? You might deny it, but perhaps you are actually working against God's people.